Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode. This is going to be a total mood booster because we're talking about creating happiness. And in a world where there's a lot that we can't control, I think there are some very tangible things that we can do to actually create more happiness in our day-to-day life. So we're going to dive into all of that juice today. But first, let's get on the same page of kind of how this all started. So I was listening to this podcast that Matthew McConaughey was on. And if you've never listened to Matthew, he is actually incredible on podcasts. He has a brand new book called Green Lights that my fiance Sina is reading and totally vibing with. And yes, if you're wondering, he does narrate it on Audible. So I'm getting it on Audible. Anyways, he mentioned this quote that he said, "We dissect failure a lot more than we dissect success." And I love that quote. We dissect failure a lot more than we dissect success. And I thought about our brains and how we go to this place of wanting to figure out everything that went wrong, right? We do this when we're in like a sad mood. We're like, oh, like what's wrong in my life? But we also do this when we're looking back into the past. Like how often do we actually look back and think, wow, what were all of the incredible things that we did to get to this point? What were the things that went right, even when we weren't sure if they were gonna? Right? How did I get this success in my life? How did I build this life and accomplish some of these incredible things that I've accomplished that got me here living a life that even if some things aren't going the way that you want them to be going right now, like you're probably pretty excited about some components of it. Instead, we look for failures. Like Matthew McConaughey says, we dissect failure a lot more than we dissect success. We say things like, why did I suck at this? Why did this not work out? Why did this not go according to plan? And then we do that whole thing where we spiral downwards. We're constantly looking for more reasons to support why we're dropping the ball or why we're failing or why we're failures, making it like a conditional statement. So instead of actually dissecting failure, or even for sake of this example, dissecting success, I thought it would be really interesting if we use this concept of dissecting, but we apply it to happiness. Because while happiness is such a unique experience, person to person, I do think there's some very tangible things that we can break down our own happy days to find repeatable components that we can apply if we're feeling like we're in a funk or we just want to feel happier. And truth be told, like, I don't know about you, but for me, especially with the state of the world right now, there's a lot of heaviness. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of stress and anxiety. And you might also, on top of that, be navigating a tough season or some overwhelming transitions in your life or some curveballs that you've been dealt or just something that just feels like it's a lot on your plate. If so, I hear you. I've been dealt a lot of curveballs lately too. But despite all of that, I want to be your friend on this podcast. You know, this podcast is a come with me. Let's figure this out together. Not a look at me. I've got this all figured out kind of podcast. Like I want to help support you in feeling happier because I believe that you deserve it. And truly, we don't know how many days we have here. So we've got to soak up each day and create that happiness that we're craving. And for me, the goal is actually not to be 100% happy all the time because 100% happiness is not how we have the full human experience here. The full human experience requires contrast. The highs, you know, feel better because we've had those contrasting lows. And the wins feel more fulfilling because we know how much we had to struggle in order to get there, how unfulfilling the path might have been, right? But we got ourselves there. And I want that whole experience as a human. But I also want to constantly be very intentional about putting more tools in my toolbox that I can reach to when I want to feel happier in my day-to-day life. So how do we actually do this? Well, when we think about this concept of dissecting happiness, I think it's important that we first look back to a happy day that we've had in our life. And hopefully that was yesterday for you, right? But like, even if it wasn't yesterday, like think back to a day that you felt genuinely happy. And I don't want you to pick like your birthday or your wedding day or the day that you found out about that promotion or, you know, gave birth to your first child. And honestly, like I've never done the birth to the first child thing, but like, let's be real. There's also a lot of contrast in that day. Like, I'm sure you're really happy when you get the baby, but if you push the baby out of your hoo-ha, I don't know if you're really excited about that in the moment, but you know what I mean? Pick an average day that you were happy, a happy day in your life. And we're going to start there. And then I want you to just think like, what made that day so happy? What we're looking for by dissecting is repeatable components of your own happy day, because this is such a unique experience, right? But what we need to think about is those building blocks of our day. So we can basically create this little happy day checklist for you if you're feeling funky or you need to just like pull yourself up from just a bad day. You don't want to create repetition of bad days in a row and create a bad week, bad month when we don't know how much time we have here, right? So I'm going to share with you a couple of things that I think could be helpful for you that are happy day building blocks for me that I can kind of use as a checklist. I'm going to share with you 7 of mine. Girl, don't you worry. We're about to dive into the 7 happy day components, the things that I actually use as building blocks to make sure that I'm having happy days so that I can hopefully help you create your own. But I wanted to quickly thank our sponsor of today's episode, because I know you're like me and that you care about your health. And you care about high quality products, but you're also a human. So you like high quality taste and you want it at an affordable price because you also have a social life and all sorts of things that you're trying to navigate in your budget, which is why I brought on Organifi as a sponsor of the show. If you follow me on social media, you know that I actually recently just had dental surgery. So I have been downing Organifi, their protein, their green juice, their immunity. And I want to loop you in on 2 products, their immunity and their green juice, and tell you why I think that they would be helpful for you, because these products are incredible. And I don't know about you, but I am trying to naturally boost my immune system in every way that I can with the state of the world. And then obviously coming off of dental surgery, you want to boost that immune system. Their immunity drink is this orange little packet. You can stir it in with water. It's got orange, ginger, acerola, cherry, a bunch of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. And it also has the secret sauce, which is this reishi mushroom extract called mushroom beta glucan. And before you're like, Keish, I thought you said this stuff tasted good. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It tastes like orange juice, right? Like a healthy, yummy orange juice. And that beta glucan, that mushroom extract, it helps naturally support your immune system and it tastes good. So that is a double whammy in my book, immunity. Number 2, their green juice. Moringa, chlorella, spirulina, ashwagandha, those are all components of the green juice, but it doesn't taste like you're licking grass. It actually tastes really good. I love stirring it with water. I literally have one sitting right by me right now. You can't see me, I realize, but it's so good. I actually used to blend it into their protein, which they have a vanilla and a chocolate protein. I used to blend it in, but now I just stir it up on its own because I actually like the taste of it. So if you're traveling or you're just trying to stay on track, you're going through major transitions, you need to make things easier for you, check out Organifi products. They've got a whole line of ways to support you. You can head to Organifi.com/Keisha and use code Keisha to get 20% off any item in their store. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/Keisha, KACIA, code Keisha, 20% off. Now, that being said, let's dive back into the juice of today's episode. Number 1, and these aren't in any order. These are just like how they came to my brain. Number 1, movement. And there is a ton of science behind the connection to movement and happiness. I actually had on Kelly McGonigal on episode number 129, which I'll link in the show notes for you, where she talks all about the science of movement and how it affects stress and happiness and depression. And it's just a very interesting science-based episode that you've definitely got to check out. But truly, movement for me is a component of every single happy day that I've had in my life involved movement. Sometimes that is crushing it in the gym and just pushing myself beyond what I'm capable of, you know, what I think I'm capable of doing. Sometimes that's just going on a walk, being outside, moving my body, feeling grateful that I'm able. Movement is a huge component of a happy day for me. So if I feel like I'm feeling funky, if I can't point at the fact that I didn't get to move my body that day, I've got to make that a priority. I've got to move because I know that that's one of the components that's going to make me feel so grounded and grateful. Number two is fuel. And what I mean by this is like, how am I fueling my body? Does that mean that I have to, you know, have this perfect little meal plan or eat everything that's only clean and organic and all of that? No, that's actually not what it means for me. For me, happiness is fueling my body so that I feel really good. But sometimes that also means a spicy margarita. That means a glass of wine with girlfriends, right? It's the whole component of like in a happy day, part of what made my day happy is I didn't eat like crap. Because if I eat like crap, I feel like crap. So if you're not feeling happy, check in on your movement. Check in on your fuel. Number three for me is growth, meaning I listened to a book or a podcast, or I had a really growth like minded conversation with someone that's going to question what I think, or I'm going to question what I think because of what they said. Like, I'm just going to feel like I'm evolving. As humans, we love progress. We love feeling like we're making steps in the right direction toward becoming the type of human that we want to become. So check number three off for you because you're listening to a podcast right now that's maybe going to challenge your perspective or just make you think in a different way and help you grow. That is definitely one of the components for me to having a happy day. Number four, and this might look different for you, apply this if this feels like it's a good fit in your life, contribution. I love creating and sharing things that I'm learning with the world. I love creating podcasts. I love pouring into my free community. I love helping women that want to start their own podcast and grow and scale. Like, I love contributing. I love posting on social media in a way that I think could impact someone. I love storytelling. I love feeling like I'm contributing like through creation, right? So I love to contribute to the world at large in any way that I can. And a lot of it that I can actually control on a day-to-day basis is actually contributing through creation. For you, maybe contributing means teaching an intern on your team how to do something that, you know, maybe they don't feel like they're ready to do, but you get to have that fulfillment that comes from contributing to their growth path. Whatever contribution looks like for you, that's a huge component of a happy day for me. So when you're not feeling happy, you've got this checklist, right? You're going through it. Like, movement. Is that one for me too? Like, do we share that? If so, make sure you're getting your movement in. Fuel. Are you eating like crap? Cause you're feeling like crap then, right? Growth. Are you doing something to grow and evolve? Number four, contribution. Are you contributing to the way that the world is right now? Are you doing your part to contribute? Cause that feels so fulfilling. Number five for me is connection and presence. I love having an amazing conversation in person with someone where I look at them in the eyes and I just get to feel present where my feet are. I'm not worried about what else is going on. I'm not worried about my to-dos. I am present and connected. That is a component of every single happy day that I've ever had, is feeling present. And maybe for you, that means you're having to call people and you're having to proactively block off time on your calendar to connect with friends or family or people that make your world go round. But getting to feel present and connected, I challenge you to take that phone call that maybe you're doing while you're doing 800 million things. Can you block off a time that you can make it into a FaceTime or a Zoom call so you get to feel really present? Right? Can you put your phone away when you sit down at the coffee shop and not take your phone out of your purse because you're just present with that person that's right in front of you that deserves your attention? Connection is something that we are ingrained as humans to want. So if you want to have a happy day, I bet you one of the components is going to be connection. And presence and just being in this state of gratitude is such an important way to just help yourself feel grounded. And then for me, maybe for you too, this is a part of your happy day, it's expression. I love to be the full out fun, weird version of myself, a fully expressed version of myself. If I'm not having fun and like laughing to the point that I kind of want to pee and just feeling goofy, I'm not having a happy day. I'm not a really serious person. Maybe you are. If so, then maybe expression isn't one of your happy day components. But for me, I just want to have some fun. And if I'm not having fun, I'm expecting that I'm probably not going to feel very myself, right? So expression. And number seven for me is reflection, which is really just taking a moment to feel proud of the person that I am, to feel proud of the hard work that I'm doing to become a person that I'm proud to be, right? To look back at how far that I've come, right? Like we talked about at the beginning of going back to dissect failures or dissect success. I want to be very conscious about looking back at a prior version of me and thinking about how proud she is of all that I've navigated through. I've got to figure out how to have that as a component of my day. For some people, that's journaling. For me, I like to just like think. I like to, you know, go on a walk and not have my headphones on and just be present and just feel proud of myself. When I'm brushing my teeth in the morning and at night, I'm constantly thinking about like, what am I excited about for the day in the morning? And then at night when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm thinking, what am I proud of myself for? And just making those bookends of my day has been a really powerful way for me to constantly reflect, which is a huge component of having a happy day. Notice I didn't say, you know, go to Disneyland, go on vacation and you have these crazy experiences, because those aren't repeatable components for me of a happy day. You know, sometimes you're going to have to do the work that's not sexy to get where you want to go, right? So think about that in your life. And that gives you this little checklist that I think can be really powerful. I hope that's helpful for you. But I also do want to touch on the fact that in order to make all of that possible, we always have to be very cautious. I talk about this all the time on the podcast because I think it's so important. Being very cautious of the story that you're telling yourself on a day-to-day basis. That's like the overarching theme under all of these repeatable components, is what your mind actually thinks, because your mind is going to dictate how you feel and the actions that you take and your perception of the world at large, right? So if you can create this mindset where you can make sure that even if you're in a season where you're majorly transitioning in your career, or you're in a growth season and you're telling yourself like, oh, I'm stuck, I'm confused, I'm lost, I don't know what I'm doing, your brain is going to look for evidence to prove that to be true. That is how our brains work. We know that. So be cautious of the story that you're telling yourself about the season that you're in. Be cautious about the story that you're telling yourself about the day that you're living, about how capable you are, about how worthy you are, right? If you want to be happy, you're going to have to be happy on purpose. It's going to take some intentional effort and work, but you deserve that. And truly, I want to close it out with this quote from Sean Aker, who wrote the book, The Happiness Advantage, which if you're looking for a book recommendation, that one is fire. There's a ton of science in it. One of my favorite books ever. He said, happiness is not the belief that we don't need to change. It's the realization that we can. I hope this is helpful for you, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.